The One About Friends is brought to you by the Four Finger Discount Network.
Hi, Joey.
Hey.
Well, well. Look what you brought. Very nice.
And what did you bring?
She's checking her coat. Joey, I'm gonna go wash the cab smell off my hands. Will you get me a white Zinfandel and a glass of red for Jens?
Janice? Oh, my God. Hey, it's Janice.
Welcome to the One About Friends, the podcast that'll be there for you if you're there for it too. This week, we are here to review the episode, the one with the candy hearts, which is telling since it's 1 week out from Valentine's Day. I am Dando.
I am Nicola.
Besides the fact that in 1 week, it's Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's to all you listeners out there. Hope you spend it with the people you want to, whether you love them or not. And for us, though, Valentine's Day not really a thing. Why is Valentine's Day not really a thing for us, Nicola?
Oh, I don't know, doll.
You don't know?
I'm being sarcastic.
It's because I'm a horrible husband, that's why. No, it's because it's our wedding anniversary the following day. The only problem with having your wedding anniversary the day after Valentine's Day is it's almost impossible to put dinner.
I know. We didn't think this through. No, every year when we want to celebrate, it's like, oh.
Well, we're celebrating on the 17th on the Friday because it's on a weird day. This is Tuesday, isn't it?
Wednesday,
it's on Tuesday, isn't it? It's
Valentine's is a Tuesday.
Anniversary, sorry. Yes. I think of Valentine's Day. But on the 17th, what are we going to do? I know you said you've taken the day off work.
I have taken the day off work. Well, I've got some gold class vouchers burning a hole in my pocket or my purse or wherever.
Hopefully there's some films to spend them on. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Just to get out of the house.
I did, unfortunately, though, look at we got sent a voucher last year. I don't know if it's Christmas or birthday or something, and I went to have a look at the restaurant and it's bloody closed down.
Which one?
Oz Flame. Remember Sue and Steve got
us a voucher? Closed down? Yeah. Oh, damn COVID.
I know. So like $50 down the clacker.
That's a shame. Oh, well, thank you for the present anyway.
I know. Well, I don't know if they're going to listen or if they get this far.
They're not listening. But thank you, everyone who is listening to this show. We do appreciate all of your support. And thank you to everyone who has joined the Four Finger Discount family on Patreon. This is obviously part of the Four Finger Discount network. If you want to chuck us an anniversary gift, just become a patron. Little as $1 per month,
100%.
You can support the show.
Yes. Yeah, like I said, this is how big spenders we are. Literally, like, we're spending gift vouchers that we've had in our, you know, we don't go anywhere or do anything.
No.
It's more of a time poor thing.
Yeah.
Well, and a poor thing, but.
I sit here doing podcasts day in, day out. So if you do want to support us, the best way to do so is honestly either a PayPal donation to fourfingerdiscount@outlook.com, or you can get access to a bunch of exclusive podcasts, our Facebook community and more by being a $1 plus patron. So head to the link in the description of this podcast. But thank you for tuning into the show. We do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone who has rated and reviewed us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts in the last couple of weeks as well. But we are here now to talk about the one with the candy hearts. Now, at the end of the last episode we did here, I said, we're going to be doing the one with the candy hearts. And you went, I don't really like this one.
I remember not liking it. But what it is I said this to Brendan before, I don't like the name. It's silly. I know there's candy heart, but like of all the things, you know, I don't know. It reminded me of another episode with Janice and Chandler. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I got the wrong episode in my head. It's not that I don't like it, but when I watched it, I actually really enjoyed it.
They tend to have titles though sometimes that, like the one with Underdog Gets Away. I guess it was kind of a big part of the episode towards the end, but it's not always the major part of the episode.
Like the one with Valentine's Day, you know, would have been more on theme, but...
Yeah, but I guess so. But did I say the one with New Year's Eve, though? They didn't say that, did they? What was the New Year's Eve one called? I can't remember. But the one with the the candy hearts. I'm watching it thinking, what did Nicola not like about this episode? I laughed more at this one than any episode we've done today.
I did have some laugh out loud moments. I was on the train the other day and I was just
genuine laugh out
loud
moments.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Chandler was fantastic in this. Ross was good in this. Ross is good when he's doing the emotional stuff with Susan, I find.
Mm-hmm.
I know Susan, I had Carol.
Carol, yeah.
I was getting confused.
Yeah, it was very, some lovely tender moments.
You watch that and you're like, oh, why was it Ross and Rachel? Should have been Carol and Ross. But that was a, they did a really good job.
She's gay, honey.
I get that.
All right,
you know, he has to take the pin out. I get that. But I thought they did a really good job of showing, because we've never seen them be nice to each other. It's like, oh.
They were married all this time and clearly got along.
It's like, oh, they do love each other.
Yeah.
But they haven't shown that yet. You know, I thought it was just
it was very sweet. Yeah.
It was very, very sweet. But yeah, I thought everyone in this episode felt like who they're supposed to be. Everyone just felt like the friends that we all know and love, especially like our Chandler, Joey as well. We got emotional Joey in the last episode with his dad and things like that. But this is
the date, you know, the dating kind of Joey and
the putting himself above his friends, but not in a terrible way. But it's like this woman, when it comes to womanizing, he's taking
the woman.
Yes, but I thought the banter between Chandler and Joey was great in this. I thought even Phoebe, she can be a bit annoying at times for some people. I thought her having the fire or the naked chanty, that fit the Phoebe character as well.
Yeah, it did.
Monica didn't really have much to do in this episode besides flirt with firefighters.
Yeah, I suppose not. Yeah.
Did Rachel have much to do in this episode as well? Not really. It was more the Chandler story, Chandler and Janice.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was the three girls were together in their side story, weren't they? But yes. I think it was, there was three sub-stories, weren't they, throughout? Yeah. So,
Do you know this was the third time in 14 episodes that Chandler has broken up with Janice?
Well, I was going to say, they did mention, obviously, twice in, did they say 5 months or something?
2 months.
I think they said, but obviously in Friends time, like in the time it'd been on our tellies, not so much. But I'm sure it said this is the second time in 5 months I've broken up with this woman. Okay. So.
Do you know, this is the first time, apparently, maybe just because I've heard it so many times, apparently this is the first time she ever said, oh my God, the classic, oh my God, Janice line. Surely she would have said
that. Really?
That's what it says on the Friends wiki. I was like, are you sure we haven't heard her say, oh my God, yet? It's who she is. Mm-hmm. That's what it says, and no one's corrected them. Usually, they're wrong. They'll correct them on that thing. But I thought this was a really, really funny episode with plenty of funny moments. Nicola, what were your favourite moments though of the episode?
Favourite little quips and jokes. Mm-hmm. The egg story was quite funny, and the bit that obviously give Ross an egg. Do you think it'll work? No, the man's got an egg. It's suicide. I think that was very well delivered, very funny. Like they're supporting their friend, pepping him up. Go on, you've got this. And he thinks it's going to work, but behind the scenes, like, no, I don't know what we've done. We've set him up with an egg.
Well, it does work. The thing is, I'm watching it going, This is a terrible idea. What Chandler and Joey?
It's quite funny. Like a cup of sugar, go around and be like, "Hi, I brought your sugar back."
But Chandler and Joey aren't this stupid. Like this is going to seem weird. And then as soon as he walks off, I was like, "Ah, that's the joke." There you go. What else did you enjoy?
I enjoyed the rolls of quarters comment.
Yeah,
I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
Going through that. I mean, I know you particularly liked the toilet scene, didn't you, with Joey and Chandler?
Hurry or whatever he says. What does he say? Do it.
Come on, do it, do it, come on. Yeah. But is it, I don't know if it's me, having not spent a lot of time in male toilets, probably grateful for that. Is it weird to have like one singular urinal in a cubicle, like, or because it seemed to me like the cubicle was there, but he didn't close the door. So is it a urinal?
No, there was. Sometimes you go to a restaurant
and it's just one cubicle.
Well, sometimes a restaurant rents out a building and the building wasn't built to be, essentially be a restaurant sometimes, They might fit it out that way. But like, for example, you go to Lorm Thai, right? Lorm Thai is just...
And you go up into Mama Marie's bedroom at the back to go to the toilet.
It's just the toilet, what I mean? It's just, the light, you got to pull the cord from the roof. And it's not very often that you don't have a urinal. Like, I think there was a urinal there, right?
I just saw the sink on the right-hand side. It just kind of boggled my mind where it was private, but it wouldn't have fitted if the door was closed. It wouldn't have had the same effect. So I get it was probably for the storyline, but I just also thought it was a bit strange. It's like I thought urinals were open and cubicles were closed, and this was a bit of both.
It's almost like code for guys, though, that if they close the door behind them, they're doing number twos. Yeah. If the door's open, it's like, that's fine.
I'll be quick, fellas.
It doesn't prevent the smell, obviously, but it's like if the door's closed, that means don't come here. I'm doing my business.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Yeah, give me
okay,
a
we can move on now.
All right, let's move on. I enjoyed that moment. There was a couple of others. I'm sure we'll get to them when we go through our review.
I thought the semen of a righteous man as part of the ingredients for a bonfire.
Through me. I was like, whoa.
I thought it was hilarious and like, hello, if we had that, we wouldn't be here.
Yes.
Thought that was very well delivered.
Another thing that I liked about this episode was I just liked Janice. And just like when she like kissed Joey and stuff, and he's like, if you don't do it, I will. And I was like, she just seems lovely. She's just a lovely person.
Oh, bless,
Why is she just kissing
him? I'm going to kiss you all. I want to kiss you and I'm gonna.
Yeah. She just seems like such a nice person.
Very sweet.
And I like the twist at the end where it's like, oh, I'm not bothered because you love me.
I know.
You just don't know that you know that.
And she got him,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Call me.
Anything else for you?
One last thing, mm-hmm. which I just thought was quite comical, was Ross going, oh, you know, yes, that's my ex-wife and her, you know, friend, lover, like whatever. And okay, they're lovers. Yep. And then he puts his menu down. Is there anything else to tell you? No. Oh, wait. Yes, she's carrying my child. I always forget that part.
Another bit for me actually too was Matthew Perry's acting here, the Chandler scene where Janice walks out of the room. And it's just like he kept saying things like, Janice is going to leave now. Like just his reaction to everyone seeing Janice, I thought it was just very, very funny.
Yeah, and it's so funny how everyone like just called. Ross is on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, Ross, how did you know it was me?
It's like a reunion in the hall.
Yeah, but definitely then, some good
and
moments.
And Monica also too. Oh, Chandler, sorry.
5 correct questions wins the game. The lightning round begins now.
All right, Nicola, it's time for some trivia for The One with the Candy Hearts. But before we do that, sweetheart, we need to read out the names of our incredible patrons who continue to support us here on the Four Finger Discount Network. You guys are the reason we are here. So we're going to shout out your name, starting with our man, Elliot J. O'Neill from the Simpsons Index podcast. We were on our, my co-host Guy and I, not Nicola and I, but Guy and I were on his podcast several months ago. A Simpsons-based podcast, just like Four Finger Discount. So make sure you check it out, the Simpsons Index podcast. He is our $100 patron of the month. So thank you so much for your continued support. So the Simpsons Index podcast, subscribe to that show and enjoy it. Also, shout out to our man Andrew Zer, our $50 patron of the month. Each month he chucks us $50 redos, and we are forever thankful for that, sir. So thank you so much for continuing to do that. And we also need to read out the names of our $20 patrons who donate $5 each and every week here to the Four Finger Discount Network, starting with our man Jordan Moleman Ritchie, Christopher Darby, Jonathan Rossi, Zach Pruitt, Timothy Burleson, George McMenemy, Stephen Roberts, Sean Deavy, Pete Anderson, Plain Old Matt, Andrew Davis, Ryan Dunlap, Jared Howard, Kevin Dental Plan Flood, Joel Yoland, Katie G, Daniel Kotnick, Shannon Hofer, Reese Roberts, Bella Winderbank, Tom Pickering, Mark Boston Burgess, Declan Phoenix, Jack McFadden, Heath Appleby, Preston Murray, Adric McLeod, and Lewis Kavanagh. You guys are absolute champions. Thank you so much for continuing to support us here. And also shout outs to the latest members of the Four Finger Discount Patreon family. We have Yvette LeClement, Reese Wilson, Daniel, Andy Kozlowski, Mace Brindley, Chris Moore, and Wailing Smithers and the Toothless Mouth of Millhouse. Thank you so much, guys, for joining the family. We do appreciate it. Right, Nicola, it is now time for some trivia. Hit me with your first question.
What piece of cutlery was Joey looking at in the restaurant to just check his hair?
Knife, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good. I thought it was interesting because most people use a spoon.
Do they? I've never used cutlery at all.
Well, no, not that I have, but I've seen people use cutlery. Like, really? You get a bigger picture on a spoon.
Oh, well, there you go. It'd be warped, though, wouldn't it?
On yeah.
Yeah. My first question is, what does Chandler order? Because he's always wanted to know.
A Rob Roy.
What is that?
A cocktail.
Ah, okay.
With whiskey and vermouth, if you're interested. There I did do my homework.
Thank you for doing your research. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
what's
you're
your
welcome.
Next question?
What drinks did Joey's date ask for?
Drinks did she ask for?
When she walked in, she was like...
Oh, I know she asked for 3 chocolate puddings at the end.
Mm,
what did she
mousse, darling. Mousse.
Mousse, sorry.
Get
mousse.
It right.
Yes, yes, yes.
A white Zinfandel for her and a glass of red for Janice.
Okay. My next one is, Phoebe says we need sage branches and sacramental wine, but Monica doesn't have that. What does she have?
That's a fantastic question. Oregano.
Mm-hmm.
And something else. I know she poured it out of a can.
Alfresco?
Alfresco is
a
thing.
I've got oregano and a fresca.
Not a fresco? Isn't a fresco all one word?
Well, just Google. I thought fresco was something.
Oh, right. A fresca is a grapefruit-flavored citrus soft drink.
Yeah, we've had this discussion on the Simpsons podcast before,
so
and we had to work out what it was.
Sacramental wine is now a grapefruit-flavored soft drink.
Yes, because they talked about fresca on the Simpsons at some point. Yeah, yeah.
Damn it. God, I can't believe the trivia got me. Should have paid attention.
All right. Your next question. Do you have 2 questions?
Who is Harry than the chief?
Someone Gerard? Scotty Gerard or something?
Yeah, very good.
I'm pretty sure there's someone in our Patreon group that's Scott Gerard. Mm. Is there not? I think there is.
I would say Jared. Scotty Jared, no?
Scotty Gerard. It starts with a G, right?
No, it's J-A-R-E-D.
That's Jared. Yeah.
All right,
you're right.
Scotty Jared. Okay. I don't know. That's what I wrote.
Okay.
Who's to know?
No, there we go. And this was apparently Ross's first date in how long?
Oh, shit. 8 years?
9 years.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a continuity issue. There's some fans that are just like, you know, hope someone gets fired for this blunder when they say that you find out in a flashback episode later on that apparently they got together in 89 or something, so they've only technically been together since for 6 years.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Okay. But that's just...
I know. Well, there's continuity error with Ross's birthday as well, I think, in...
At some point, is
there? There's a May and an October or something. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit you one more question to try and so make you feel better.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Because I can tell it's bothering you that you got these questions incorrect. Chandler says he's coming back as what?
Oh, a toilet brush.
Correct.
Yes.
There you go. Do one more easy one. Do one more easy one?
Yeah.
What is Ross's girlfriend's name? Or the date?
Kirsten. Kristen?
Oh, Kristen, yes.
Yes, I was going to say, I couldn't remember how to spell it, but yeah, Kirsten or Kristen.
There you go. All right. That
But I have a question for you, which is not trivia, and I didn't Google it. What was Joey's date's name?
Oh.
Did they say it?
They did say it. Her name is Lorraine.
Oh, that's right. I was because I watched this episode on the train the other day and I didn't make my notes because I didn't have my really fancy paper notebook that Brennan got me for Christmas. But then today I was like, oh, I'll just flick through and make my notes. So I remember the highlight, you know, I'm flicking through on Netflix where you're watching like the boxes at the top and I was getting my trivia and stuff. And I kind of rewatched a few bits. I was like, I can't find where he says her name.
I just said it's Joey's date as well. I must have missed it. Must only say it once.
I do recall him saying Lorraine, so I'm sure that Em must have seen it.
Maybe he says it in Central Perk when he says, you know, Friday night, I've got a date with Lorraine. She said she's only coming, blah, blah, blah. Also, she is apparently, she was on Baywatch, which is Chandler and Joey's favourite show to watch together.
Ah, true. So they really should have recognised her.
They should have recognised her indeed. She was played by Nancy Vallon. All right, that is trivia for the one with the candy hearts. We'll be right back, guys, after this short break with our in-depth review of the episode. The One About Friends is brought to you by our incredible supporters on the Four Finger Discount Patreon. Each month, we produce almost 20 hours of listening content, with our supporters gaining early ad-free access to every show, our exclusive Facebook community, prize draws, Zoom calls, and our Patreon-exclusive podcasts, Tales of Futurama, The Movie Guys, and Four Finger Discount 2.0, with myself and my original co-host, Mitch. So for just as little as $1, you too can join the Four Finger Discount family today and help this podcast dream continue to thrive at patreon.com/fourfingerdiscount. Link is in the description of this podcast. The original air date of The One with the Candy Hearts was February 9th, 1995, so it was almost Valentine's Day, 1995. What were we doing about the time? Obviously, Valentine's wasn't a thing for us. We were only 7 years old, but what do you think 7-year-old Nicola was doing?
We weren't even seven.
We were six, turning seven in September. What was 6-year-old Nicola doing at this point?
School? Props?
But like, what was your thing to do when you were six? Like, do you remember?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
On a farm, didn't
I did
you,
so. No, not a farm. A farm, a sort of cottage. You know, I don't know, 3/4 acre or something. It wasn't a farm, and we didn't really have animals. We had just had a walnut tree, and it was called Walnut Tree Farm. Anyway, huge walnut tree. So we used to pick the walnuts when they fell off in the winter.
Cool.
Anyway, what else was I doing? I was thinking the other day. I have a memory of like being home on school holidays, and like drawing like a fruit bowl and stuff. Like Mum had put the fruit bowl in the middle of the table and just spent hours drawing and stuff.
Cool. That's nice. We should get our kids to do that.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Speaking of kids, apparently you can hear one. Oh, no. That's okay. You know what I was doing when I was six? I was probably either playing Sonic on the Sega Master System, NHL 94 on the Sega Master System, or Transbot on the Sega Master System. Nicola's walking out of the room now. I feel like, is the kid crying? Is she crying? Yeah, she is crying. There we go. We can hear the crying. All right, we'll be right back, guys, after this little pause. And Nicola, you're back.
I'm back.
You're back. Okay, this episode was directed by James Burrows and written by Bill Lawrence. All right, so the episode starts off with a cold open. It's got the guys discussing with Ross that the woman who was eyeing him off in Central Perk is turns out to be Kristen, is the woman who, you know, she lives in his apartment building and she once lent him an egg, which means, you know, that's your in. You've got to do this.
Telling you, Ross, she wants you.
She barely knows me. We just live in the same building.
Any contact?
She lent me an egg once.
You're in!
Oh, right.
Hey, Ross.
Hey!
Come on, Ross, you gotta get back in the game here, okay? The Rachel thing's not happening, your ex-wife's a lesbian. I don't think we need a third.
Excuse me, can we get an egg over here, still in the show?
Thanks.
An egg?
Yeah, you're going to go up to her and say, here's your egg back. I'm returning your egg.
I think it's winning.
Come on, I think it's insane.
She'll love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here. Go with the egg, my friend.
Think it'll work?
No way, it's suicide. The man's got an egg.
But apparently it pays off because he gets the date with Kristen.
She seemed very sweet.
Yes, she did seem very sweet. She put up with a lot and she was doing the whole fake laugh and things like that. Were there any moments on our first date that you remember like fake laughing at?
Oh, I don't know about fake laughing. I was probably nervous laughing.
And I remember you
being...
I think
it was a couple of glasses of wine deep, so...
You were very nervous on our first date.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
It made me nervous how nervous you were.
Oh, really?
Were
my nerves palpable?
No, I mean, just you walked in, you were just like... I could tell you were nervous, and I was like...
And half cut.
You know, the thing is, though, it felt to me...
I didn't walk in anyway. You picked me up, right?
Walked into the car. I picked you up from... Yeah, in the driveway. Okay. Yeah, hopped in the car. But I remember thinking at the time, the fact that you were so nervous meant that you were obviously interested. So I was like, okay, that's a good sign, because if she wasn't interested, she wouldn't have been nervous for this. You know?
Yeah, and I don't know why. I'd only seen you for like 8 seconds, so...
Yeah, we'd seen each
Barely
other out.
Spoke, but we'd messaged a couple of times.
No, because we saw each other at the nightclub that following Sunday. For like a minute.
Which not? Oh, yes. Was that at Lambie's?
Yeah. And I remember I went home and you were like, you didn't kiss me.
It sounds about right. Yeah. You didn't.
I didn't kiss you for like a good month. What was I
thinking? I know you're a wuss.
I am a wuss. I am still a wuss. But it starts off with Phoebe, Monica and Rachel walking in. Phoebe saying Roger wants to take her out for dinner on Valentine's Day. And I was like, don't do it, Phoebe. Horrible person. Mm. They all think it's a bad idea as well. And she says it's just because they want to have a night. It's nice to have a date on Valentine's Day. Forever. I've never just bought into the whole Valentine's Day
never,
thing.
No.
I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And it makes me sound like a cheapskate, but no, it doesn't sound, in my opinion.
No, I think we've done Valentine's cards, haven't we? Or once we're married, did we just swap it for anniversary? Like, I think there's the odd times.
We don't bother with Valentine's anymore. We just focus on the anniversary. Yeah. The Valentine's Day is just silly to me. But
I'm sure the first couple of years we did stuff like, you know, a bunch of flowers and a soppy card or something.
We got married on our second or third year being together.
I know that. I'm pretty sure we still had a couple.
Yeah, we did. But Chandler, you know, he says he's going to bail on Joey. And I like that he returns the line later in the episode. So Joey says, you can't do this to me, which is what Chandler says to him in the restaurant when he says, I'm going to be going home early with what was her name? Lorraine. You know, you have to come because she's got a date. Yeah. Now, are we supposed to assume that Joey knew it was going to be Janice at this point?
Nah, he didn't know. Because I reckon the look on his face in the restaurant was like, nah, couldn't be.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? He was like, nah.
Because I'm thinking that's a horrible thing to do.
No. I don't.
Well, Joey doesn't like
it,
does he? He wouldn't do it.
No, there's no way he would have known. No.
Needy, vulnerable, cha-ching. Then Rachel throws the bread roll at him. He then eats it. And then Ross says that he got the date with Kristen and smashes the egg on Chandler. We're now at, do you know what the cafe or the restaurant was called that they went to?
I actually had this at some point in my mind. Yeah.
What is Mr. Burns' first name? No, his middle name. Charles
Montgomery.
Montes.
Was it Montes?
Or was it M-O-N-T-E, apostrophe S. That's maybe Montes?
Monty, yeah. I'll take it.
Joey's looking at his reflection in the knife, as we said. I like this. So I thought Matthew Perry was great in this, Matthew Perry. How do I look? I don't care. Like, it just challenges to not want to be there at all. No. Remember, you get the pretty one, I get the mess.
I know. No training.
Yeah. And then again, like, I was just laughing this entire scene. Look what you brought. Mm-hmm. And what did you bring? She was just going to the bathroom or something, I believe. She was doing something.
Hanging her coat.
Hanging her coat, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Checking it in or whatever. And a glass of red wine for Janice. And as soon as she said Janice, I was like, oh, no way. And then she enters and, yeah. Well, I was just like, I like Janice, so it didn't bother me. Yeah. But I get the whole thing. You're not supposed to like her.
No, I don't think that we're not supposed to like her. It's just they, you know, they find her annoying. It's not that she's not likable. She's just annoying.
Overbearing.
Like she's overbearing and, you know.
But who's more annoying, Janice or Ross? Ross mopes all the time. Janice
well,
is always
is a
happy.
Funny, there is a funny clash of those two personalities in many seasons to come.
Good.
So,
looking forward to that then, yeah. Chandler, this is great, Chandler.
Okay, I'm making a break for it. I'm going out the window.
No, don't. Please, look. I've been waiting for, like, forever to go out with Lorraine. Just calm down.
Calm down? Calm down. You set me up with a woman I've dumped twice in the last 5 months.
Can you stop yelling? You're making me nervous and... I can't go when I'm nervous.
I'm sorry. You're right.
We're now at the apartment and the girls are talking about all their previous exes that were horrible. Pete Carney crying after sex
Pete
all the time.
Whimper.
Should I stop crying?
Oh, didn't you realise it was not
the
done
no,
thing?
I thought it was just the done thing, yeah. Howard, the I win guy. And
yeah, again.
I win just by being married to you, sweetheart.
Oh.
There we go.
There you go. Brownie points.
And you know, she didn't get to win once in what? How long she dated him for? 8 weeks, I think.
Two months.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's where I got the 2 months from before. And then, you know, they say, well, it's a magnet for jerks. What? That's why I can't wear a digital watch.
The other day, Elliot asked me what a magnet was. No, he didn't. Sorry. It was in the Iron Man book. It was something to do with something repulsor.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, so that's like the opposite of a magnet. He's like, what's a magnet? I'm like, oh, God, here we go. So I had to try and explain, you know, magnets, things stick to it, and this is the opposite of that. So it pushes things away.
You're just telling me the things that stick to the fridge.
No, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't have a much more scientific explanation than that.
It's like you said to me, what are clouds made of? And I was like, they don't, mate.
well, you know, droplets of water.
I understand that, but then I didn't want to open up that can of worms and say, how does water get into the sky? And I'm just like...
The atmosphere.
I'm like, not too sure, mate. I think they're just always there.
Good shirk off.
Yes. But then they talk about, and this here I thought was a little bit of a sign of the times, the body shaming of baldness. They do it a few times in Friends where Abby, it's a negative because Abby's voluntarily bald.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's like, true.
That's
I thought
that.
That's
a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting that they have forgotten that they mentioned this because down the track, there's another episode where...
they tell her to shave her head. I know the episode.
No. Oh, that episode. What, you mean the girlfriend?
Yeah.
It's not Abby, though. What's her name?
It's Ben Stiller's wife. Yeah.
Well, thanks. That doesn't help me. What's the character's name?
She plays Marsha Brady in the Brady Bunch films.
Thanks, unhelpful.
Our listeners know who I'm talking about. Yes, the one who shaves her head because Rachel recommends it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she'd previously shaved her head at other times in her life, so Rachel encouraged her to do it again.
It sounds like Abby.
Bonnie's name.
Bonnie. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it had a B
doesn't,
sound
doesn't
in
really
it.
Sound like
Abby, Bonnie. Yeah, I
don't know. No, nothing like
but
it. Anyway,
no, doesn't sound like it. No.
Two syllables. Oh, okay, you're in.
It ends with E. Abby, Bonnie. B.
If you could see Elliot Brendan's face doing this, it's quite funny.
But, yeah, I just thought it was... It comes across now in 2023.
Oh, she's voluntarily bald, so therefore she must be nuts or whatever.
Oh,
I know.
Nuts, but also ugly.
Oh, did she? Yeah, do you think she felt like ugly?
Because why would a woman want to ever be bald?
Oh, I just thought, I just thought they meant unusual. Like the way I interpreted that was to be like, oh, like this is a strange person because they're voluntarily bald. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I don't know. I didn't foresee the ugly perspective, but I still
that's
think
the Bonnie.
Like,
that's the Bonnie one though, isn't it? She does gets her to shave her head.
Well,
so
they
that
all
kind
of go, ooh, I can feel your scalp and stuff. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's a bit silly.
Anyway. Moving along. So then they suggest we should do the whole... Or Phoebe suggests we can burn all the stuff they gave us or do the naked chant. I've got a story here.
Oh, dear Lord.
You never met my friend Fitzy.
If I did, it was very fleetingly. I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah, no, you've never met him. One of my best friends during high school, but I think it was year 8 and his mother was a witch, or she considered herself a witch.
You have told me this, actually. Yeah, yeah. But go on. Tell the listeners because I haven't heard it.
Invited me over to his house after school one day and we get to his house. And he's like, oh, Mum's going to be doing this ritual thing, just so you know. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. He's like, oh, they'll just be chanting around this pot sometimes. I'm like, okay, whatever, doesn't matter. We walk through the living room. They're on the living room. They've got this pot in the middle, this music playing, candles everywhere. They're wearing nothing but their underwear, like bottom half, just boobs out. And like year 8, I was just like, what's going on? There was 4 women, including his mum.
Oh, really?
And he just walked through and he was just like, hey, Mum. She was like, hi, Joshua. And they're like, hi, Josh. And I was like... Okay. I just kept walking. But I was just like, that was not what I was expecting. I was expecting, you know, like chants. But no, that was like meditating.
Yeah. Were they moving or just sat around the
pot? Their knees, like sitting up, just sort of like holding their hands at meditating, going like, speaking this language. Just nothing on.
So they were sort of chanting, yeah, different languages.
Sort of chanting, yeah, but more like, and I would just.
And you never found out the reason, like if it was some kind of religion or spiritual thing
he
or
just
anything?
Says, he just says, they just think they're witches. They just do this.
They think they're witches.
Yeah, he says they used to, well, she doesn't do it anymore, I don't think. Yeah. But yeah, they think they're witches. And I was like, okay.
Fair enough.
When she said the naked chanting around the thing, I was like, that's what Fitzy's mum used to
legit.
Do.
Yep.
Shout out to Fitzy if you're listening, mate. That was a fun memory from my year 8 year.
Yeah, I think this is the second time Brendan's referenced his friend's mum's boobs in 2 episodes.
When did I mention my friend's boobs?
How someone was trying on something down the hallway. Who was it? Michael Lovidose's mum or...
No, that
his
was Michael Colliver's mum.
Oh,
yeah.
So different Michael. Sorry, wrong Michael. But yeah, another naked mum.
I saw a lot of my friends' mums naked.
Yeah, I think we should probably get you in some therapy.
Therapy or put on a list. But we're now at the restaurant and Joey is smooching Lorraine and this is where we get the quarters line, dollar quarters.
Very good. Very subtle, but good.
Yeah, yeah. And Janice says
But Chandler's just like, when he hears it, he's just like, his face is like, Like, he just looked disgusted, didn't he?
Or jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Janice has said that she, to Chandler that she's cut all the pictures, or cut his face out of all the pictures. She got a bag of just his heads. I thought this was a bit, like, much. Like, you use your puppets in your theatre of cruelty. And I was like, eh. Just seems very overdramatic. Yeah.
We can't do that.
What? What can't you do?
Can I talk to you for a second over there? We might be leaving now.
Tell me it's you and me, we. She said she wants to slather my body with stuff and then lick it off. I'm not even sure what slathering is. But I definitely want to be a part of it. Okay, you cannot do this to me.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Okay.
Can we have 3 chocolate mousses to go, please?
I'm out of here. Here's my credit card. Dinner's on me. I'm sorry, Chandler.
I hope she throws up on you.
Thanks.
So?
Just us.
Oh, what a crappy night.
Although, I have enjoyed the fact that your shirt's been sticking out of your zipper ever since you came back from the bathroom.
Excuse me. How you doing?
So, do we have the best friends or what?
Joey's not a friend. He's a stupid man who left us his credit card. Another drink? Some dessert? A big screen TV?
I will go for that drink.
You got it. Good woman? Can we get a bottle of your most overpriced champagne?
Each.
That's right, each. Oh, and a Rob Roy. I've always wanted to know.
Rob Roy is also a movie, so it took me a minute to get through to, like, what it could be, like, what they're referencing here.
Rob Roy.
Thought it might have been, like, a cigar or something like that, like, with that kind of name. But then, yeah, then I found it was the cocktail. Yeah.
Because guys in 1995 didn't order cocktails. I've always
That. No, I just didn't have the context. No, I was assuming saying, it was...
The line here was like, I just always wanted to know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, guys order cocktails all the time now, right?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. I'm sure they did back then too. We just weren't rich enough to know.
The next morning, he wakes up in bed with Janice and she says, Happy Valentine's Day. Come back from commercial and Janice leaves. I miss you already. And then we get the hilarious moment in the hallway, the big reunion.
Goodbye, Janice.
Kiss me.
Oh, Chandler, sorry.
Oh, Chandler, sorry. Hey, Janice.
Hi, Monica.
Okay, well, this was very special.
Great, you can see who's out here.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Janice. Hi.
Janice is going to go away now.
I'll be right back. Oh, Joey, look who it is.
Whoa.
Good, Joey's home now.
This is so much fun. This is like a reunion in the hall.
Oh, hi, Ross. Yeah, there's someone I want you to say hi to. He just happened to call.
Hello, Ross. Yes, that's right, it's me. How did you know?
We are now at, it's called Benihana,
yeah, Hibachi something.
Yeah, Hibachi Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Steakhouse just sounds delicious. I mean, like, it can be any cuisine. Steakhouse. I'm like, I'm there. What's the place it's called? Crown Casino. It always looks really expensive, but it's a steakhouse of some kind.
Oh, is it the San, that place with the red lights?
It smells delicious.
Like
every time.
A barbecue steakhouse, Texas kind of joint.
Yeah, I mean, then we look
at
the menu.
San something. It's like San Diego, but something else. Like San...
It's San something. Not San Antonio, Texas?
San Antonio, that makes more sense because it's a Texas steakhouse. Apologies.
But
I'm not from there.
We looked at the menu, we're like... And swiftly moving on.
Oh, yes.
We cannot afford this.
Again, if you'd like to donate to Patreon.
For our anniversary, maybe we'll go there.
Eat out and have some barbecue.
Yes. So then Ross is on the date with Kristen at the steakhouse, and he tells the very awkward story.
I know, it's a very awkward little setting there. I feel terrible for them. They're not having a good time.
No. The thing is, though, he was wrong anyway. Like, he says a three-hour flight would then become, like, more than a week or something.
Oh, I know, like, yeah, that's
21 hours, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know, seven years to one human. Yeah, I know, yeah, that's
it just
true.
Seems, but I guess because you're so nervous, he fucked it yeah, up. Yeah. I don't know.
Who are they?
The blonde is my ex-wife, and the woman touching her is her close personal friend.
You mean they're lovers?
If you want to put a label on it.
Wow. Anything else I should know?
Nope, nope, that's it. Oh, and she's pregnant with my baby. I always forget that part.
Back at the apartment, and now the girls are starting to burn all of their gifts, and now they need the semen of a righteous man. I was like, oh my. And as Rachel says, if we had that, we wouldn't be doing this. And then they start throwing everything in, Barry's letters, Adam Ritter's boxer shorts,
yeah.
A receipt from a dinner with a really odd name.
I know. I don't know if it's sort of some kind of African or something like that.
Because it's just meant
to
be, it's a funny name, so it's funny. Just funny to say, funny to hear. Then we're back at Central Perk, and Chandler wants to know, how do you break up with somebody on Valentine's Day? And he's already done it on New Year's Eve, so what's he going to do? He's going to come back with a toilet brush.
What an up.
And she walks in, Joey, my little matchmaker, gives him a kiss all over, and I was like, she's just so sweet. And Joey just wants no part of
her
at all.
She is full on, but yeah, she has a very good heart.
If you don't do it, I will. Then we get Ross. I thought it was very good acting from David Schwimmer here, catching the food in his mouth, and it was too hot.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a place like that where they cook the food in front of you?
Didn't we go?
It was a Chinese place, wasn't it? Yeah. Not there anymore, obviously. No. I think it's now Palmer Bar. But
I think it was Japanese, not Chinese, but yeah.
I remember it not being as fun as what I thought it would be.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Was it?
I love all sorts of things relating to food, though.
I just love life.
I love food and different experiences.
Except for when they... I always go back to that place where you cooked your own steak, right?
I know.
And our first mistake was I ordered a chicken breast at a steakhouse. I don't know what I was thinking. And they walk out with this slab of, like, a hot slab, hot plate thing.
Yeah,
right?
Like stone, I think stone it was, wood. Yeah.
And then just stone plate, yeah, and just dropped the chicken breast on it. And I was like, what the fuck am I paying $40?
Paying to poison myself
$40
for undercooked
to cook a fucking chicken breast on this? I'm cooking this. What's going on?
I know. You didn't even get, like, sauce or anything.
Literally,
it wasn't marinated or anything.
The place didn't last long. But it's like, I feel like you go there once and then realize, wait a minute. What they're doing, it's a genius idea in concept.
I think there's some Korean barbecues that do that sort of thing, though, where you've got the stone, like a grill or whatever in the middle of the table and they do that kind of thing. But I think it's really small pieces of meat.
Yeah, but it's like you rent out a building, you put some tables and chairs in there, go to Coles, buy a few steaks and a few chicken breasts. Rubbing my leg.
Sorry.
Grab a roll of quarters in a minute or what?
Just playing footsie with Brendan. I was like, oh, this is soft. What's that? It's this ankle skin.
Yeah. You know, you just go. What they did was they bought some chicken breasts, some steaks, some tables and chairs, and they said, here's my place. You cook it yourself and you pay us $40 for it.
They had drinks.
Yeah, I guess so. Make more money from that as well. But yeah, so what were we doing? What were we up to?
The Japanese throwing the food in his mouth.
The food was too hot for his mouth, yes, of course. Yeah. And he asked what she does for a living. This was a very, very nice moment. And it shows just that he still cares for Carol, despite the fact they're always sort of at each other. He still cares for her because he sees that Susan is bailing.
Well, he's not so much at he's not really a lot at Carol.
It's Susan, I guess.
It is about Susan,
yeah. Yeah, but there's been a lot of her rolling her eye moments at him, things that he's doing. He has been snarky with her because it's almost like he's bittered that she's left him for her. He has had moments like that.
Yeah.
But Susan leaves for work, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is she a photographer or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or they do a shoot, like maybe a videographer or something.
He wasn't listening to Kristen at all. He was just feeling sorry for Carol because she's been left there by herself and she's pregnant and everything like that. He just feels sad. And then he asks, is it weird? Or he pretends to laugh at her little anecdote.
They're funnily enough, wasn't your major.
Yeah,
I wish we knew what Kristen did for a living.
Well, she does say it. We just didn't know.
Well, I know, but you can't hear it over Ross's talking. Like, it fades out.
No, Ross wasn't talking.
What did she do then?
Well, we can go back and listen if you like.
I want to know.
All right, because Ross doesn't say anything. He's too busy. He's just looking at
Carol.
No, but
you can't really hear it. It fades out because Carol and Susan's.
Did you put the subtitles on?
Conversation. Yeah, you can't hear it. You can only hear Carol and Susan's conversation.
Let's make this happen. Let's do it, people. Okay, so let's re-listen to it. So basically, you can hear she says something professional. And then she says, I'm working with children, which is great. And then she says, but I find I spend most of my time teaching science. So I'm assuming she's a teacher of some kind or a teacher's aide of some kind.
Yeah. Very good.
Working with children, teaching science, but that wasn't her major.
Great snippets.
Problem solved.
I love that.
Yeah, but he wasn't listening at all. But the I was sort of...
Well, I clearly wasn't listening either.
what you were implying there, what you were acknowledging there was what comes after when he's talking with Carol next to her.
Yeah.
So before she finishes... And he looks
and it's like silence. And then he's like, oh, yeah.
She told a funny anecdote. Yeah. I guess she kind of did. But then he asked people to scooch. Scooch. Let's try scooching. And then, so she says, she does say to Carol, he says Carol teaches sixth grade. So they're both teachers, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Kristen does something. Yeah. funnily enough, wasn't even her major.
Yeah. Now we've got the firefighters at the apartment. And it's their third call tonight. Valentine's Day is their busiest night of the year. I'm watching this thinking, I thought that totally was going to end up with them being all together, but it does later on.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Janice then has arrived with some candy hearts to say Chan and Jan forever, and I was like, ooh. Here's one thing, listeners. One thing Nicola refuses to do is Nicola would not get matching tattoos or names. Remember, Nicola won't let me get her name tattooed on me, remember?
It's been a while since you asked me, though. I probably changed my mind now.
Yeah, you're like, no, don't. This is the thing. Nicola, in our first few years, wasn't too sure she was going to be with me forever.
You
totally were like,
I married you.
You were, it doesn't mean you're going to stay with me. You were totally like, don't get my name tattooed because, you never know what's going to happen. And I was like, hang the fuck on for a minute.
No, that's not quite what I meant.
That's what you said. You said, don't get my name tattooed on because you never know what could happen in the future.
It's really funny that you've thought about this because I was thinking about this the other day because I haven't had a tattoo in such a long time. And I was looking at my tattoos and I was like, I wonder if Brendan and I could get something matching. Honestly, the thought flashed across my mind. I wasn't sure, what. I'm not really a big fan of,
That's what we'll do on our 10-year anniversary. We'll get a 10-year anniversary tattoo of some kind.
Oh, my God, shall we? Hmm. Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. Locked in here, folks. 1 week. A week and a day.
We'll get the one about friends tattooed on our arm.
Oh, we're not doing that. think we should. I know.
What if we both get a lobster?
Oh, yeah. I want to cry now. That's so sweet. I'll get a lobster.
Okay, I'll get it.
Where are you going to put your lobster?
where do you want it? I won't put it down there. You'll never see it.
Yeah, because I can't find it for looking. moving swiftly on. You heard it here first, guys. Matching tats. There you go.
Matching lobster tattoos. All right, there we go.
That's the sweetest.
Nicola's actually tearing up, listeners.
That's so kind. Sweet. Lovely.
Hey, Janice. Look, there's no way for me to tell you this. At least there's no new way for me to tell you this. I just don't think things are gonna work out.
That's fine.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Because I know that this isn't the end.
Oh, no, you see, actually it is.
No, it isn't, because you won't let that happen. Don't you know it yet? You love me, Chandler Bing.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, then ask yourself this. Why do you think we keep ending up together? New Year's? Who invited who? Valentine's? Who asked who into whose bed?
I did, but...
You seek me out. Something deep in your soul calls out to me like a foghorn. Janice. You want me. You need me. You can't live without me. And you know it. You just don't know you know it. See.
Call me.
Then Ross and Carol are alone. Kristen has left and Ross isn't even aware of it, which I thought was another nice touch of the fact that he's so absorbed with Carol that
I know, but realize. It's not nice for poor old Kristen, though, is it?
No, but it was never going to work out,
what
was
a
it?
Shit date on Valentine's Day.
I guess it was never going to work
out. At least
she
didn't pay, I suppose.
No, she wouldn't have.
She legged it before the bill came.
He puts his head down, still hot, the tray or the pan or whatever it is, the stone. He's got a mushroom on his head. And then Carol says something like, you know, they're not all going to be like this. Some might even stay for dinner. He says, let's have a try at it again. Why not? And I was like, I don't think it's going to work out, mate.
I know. It was very sweet.
Let's just forget that you're gay for a second.
I know.
but I can believe it.
But you can feel the tenderness between them, like how much they would have loved each other. Like, or they obviously got along.
You almost wish they were together.
Yeah, like they got along. They're obviously best friends for a number of years, as you are, you know, with your spouse. We're assuming that you like them. Some spouses, I'm sure, are not best friends, but whatever. You know, and then, yeah, like feeling that tenderness of, or just a moment of when they were happy, this is what it was like. And, you know, having that kiss and stuff. I thought it was really sweet. But
You watch this, and I obviously can't remember many of the later episodes. In this moment here, is this more loving than anything he ever does with Rachel on the show?
No, he's pretty loving to Rachel. There's some lovely tender.
I just mean reciprocated.
What do you mean?
Like, is Rachel, how tender... Carol was with him here. This came across like two people who had known each other for forever.
Exactly. And it was a different kind of relationship. Yeah, I don't know if it's equally as tender, but there's definitely some sweet moments.
Here's a wacky thought. let's say you and I give it another shot. No. I know what you're going to say. You're a lesbian. But what do you say we just put that aside for now, you know? Let's just stick a pin in it, okay? Because we're great together, you know, you can't deny it. And besides, you're carrying my baby. I mean, how perfect is that? Now, see, you keep saying that, but there's something right here. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. But...
No, but.
You know that thing we put over here with the pin in it? It's time to take the pin out.
And then she said, you just got to find a woman who likes men. And she said, woman walks past. Not her.
Not her. No, that was quite funny. Still got that little bit of, no, not her. Like, just a little bit of, not jealousy, but, you know.
Oh, no, I thought, I took it as that she knew that she was a lesbian.
No, I thought it was like, have you seen her? She's in, like, the tightest, teeniest skirt and, you know, a piece of hot ass. And, Ross is like, ooh, said, not her.
Oh, you need to find a woman who likes men. Not her.
No, I didn't see
that. Like a gaydar.
No, but I read it like...
I know you can see it two
like
ways.
She's like, you know, say, for example, not that we'd know, but say she's straight, but she's like, you know, done up, like tight, short.
But it's almost like, well, she would know what Ross's type is and she might be nice to look at, but you can tell most people that dress and look like that aren't going to be Ross's type. Like if he drops the jet lag dog story on her, it ain't going to work out. During the credits, though, we've got the three girls and they can be picked up at midnight by the firefighters. They're going to bring the truck and let them ring the bell. And I thought this was a very good way to end the episode. They think they've solved all the issues.
I know. See? The fireworks we've got out of three men,
And then they're cheating on their wife and the girlfriend doesn't even know about it.
Yeah, not even the girlfriend, let alone whatever Rachel, Phoebe or Monica might turn out to be.
Yes. So a very, very, very funny episode of Friends. This is definitely the one I've laughed at more than anything we've done to date.
Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, they get mail and stuff.
All right, it is time now for some mailbag questions. Thank you to everyone who has sent in a question. If you want to send a question, you can do it to friendsmailbag@gmail.com. This one comes from our friend Mark Boston Burgess. He says, hey, Dandos, first and foremost, happy 10th birthday to Jet in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
Oh, shit, it is tomorrow, isn't it? The 8th, yeah. Big
love. My sister's birthday also, by the way. Happy birthday to my little sister, Benny.
Benita. Big love for Doggy Dando. Secondly, loving the dynamic of a married couple like you guys have such a good rapport on the podcast. Dando, a seasoned pro at being a podcaster, and Nicola being a total natural. You're both mega, so keep up the good work. I guess that's an English saying. You're both mega.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, a quick question.
Do you not say mega?
No.
Yeah, fair.
But I can actually, because Mark often joins us on the Zoom calls. I can hear him saying that in my head. Finally, a quick question. As a Brit, what's Nicola's view on the Emily Ross wedding episodes in the UK?
Oh, I thought they were really good. I enjoyed the on-location shoot, if you like. Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun.
They filmed it several times, the stuff that was in front of an audience. So basically, because they're making such a big trip, which was all paid for by Richard Branson, by the way.
Yeah, you told me that recently. But did you mean the Monica Chandler thing, though?
No, well, he said...
Because that's when they find out.
Emily Ross's wedding.
Yeah, but you said they filmed it several times. Do you mean Chandler and Monica in bed?
No, the episodes.
Oh.
Yeah, because basically the story was, so Richard Branson said, I will pay for all of the crew and everyone to come to the UK, all on my Virgin Airline. Virgin, right? Virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I can be in the episode. So that's Virgin? Why. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why Richard Branson's on the plane. That's the plane, is it?
No, he's not on the plane. No, he's the market store holder.
The,
yeah. Yes,
by the
Just by this this tat, because all the locals are wearing it.
Yeah. So that's why he's in the episode. That was their sort of little deal there. But they filmed it several times. I think maybe three times, I think, for various different audiences, because they figured we've come all this way. You've got such a big following in the UK.
Oh, you mean for UK audiences?
Yeah, we don't want them to miss out. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so it was the case that they shot it several times so more people can get a chance to watch it. Yeah, which I thought was very nice.
Yeah, really cool. I have a question for Mark Boston Burgess. I can't remember if we know this, but why is Boston in the name?
There is a reason. A guy gave it to him, I believe. Mark Boston Burgess is his name on Facebook, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
He's not from Boston.
Well, that's what I didn't think he would be. Otherwise,
let us know Mark Boston Burgess.
Connected.
Yeah, but he also says, shit, sorry. I thought it was Jet's birthday, but you said it's your wedding anniversary. It's both.
Same.
Yes.
It is. Well done. Yeah, you're on the money.
Happy anniversary to you both. Hope you have an amazing time together. Thank you, Mark Boston Burgess. This one here comes from Rowan J. Arvak. What do you guys do for Valentine's Day? Nothing usually.
Yes, no. Mm. I was going to say, obviously, Rowan, if you have listened to the episode this far, you will know that, we tend to celebrate our wedding anniversary rather than Valentine's. But we do usually make a point of getting out, don't we, for a meal. So we try and book in early. But given that we've got the day off together on the 17th, next Friday, we'll probably, hopefully, be able to get out and get a lunch somewhere without having to go to too much effort. But we'll see.
Georgia Catherine, what's your best Valentine's Day story? Georgia says here, she's always said and believed that Valentine's Day doesn't need to be a big thing in her relationships, yet by chance, the very first Valentine's Day she had with her now fiancé, they'd been dating for like 6 months, and I got the opportunity to go hot air ballooning, which I'd always wanted to do. So our very first Valentine's Day, we got up stupid early and watched the sunrise in a hot air balloon. Never got more hypocritical than that.
I love that. I have never been in a hot air balloon and actually would really like it. So there you go. Some ideas for next Friday, babe.
Next Friday. Yeah, okay. I'll just book it now. We've done something on Valentine's Day. I guess it's... let's talk about the night before the wedding. What did you do?
Oh, well, I suppose this was a Valentine's Day, wasn't it? Oh, gosh, can't even remember. I remember a week before the wedding, we had the hens. The night before,
Family arrived from the UK that week.
And about 10 days before the wedding, I think it was during the week before that, the hens night at the weekend, and then it was the following weekend, kind of on the Friday. But I'm just trying to think.
We were renting the house in Corio. What did you do that night?
That's what I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything. I think I wanted to go to bed really early, knowing that we'd have to be up at 6, but I don't think I got to bed as early as I wanted. Gosh, I really can't remember. And everyone sort of was coming over like 6 the next morning, like makeup artists, the other bridesmaids and stuff like that. Gosh, I don't even remember what we did.
I stayed over at my parents' place where I used to stay. In my old bed where I used to stay. And I watched Geelong football grand final marathon.
Yeah, I love that. I'm sure that we would have watched a movie and, had a glass of wine or something like that, because obviously my mum and my sister would have been there. But I'm just trying to think. I'll have to ask them. I reckon since having kids, my memory is just shocking. I can't recall anything.
On the Four Finger Discount podcast, Guy will say, how's your weekend been? And I can't remember.
What day is it now? Let's kind of make a timeline based on what have I done in the last few days. But I just can't.
Shout out to you, by the way. What I did remember was that because last week was so chaotic, this last week, and Nicola took the kids both mornings, so I had time to catch up on all the podcast editing. So apologies to the patrons out there for getting your podcast several days late last week. You're off the date now, but it was a busy week.
It was a huge week. Well, I ended up in Melbourne 3 days last week and staying late one night for a work event.
Work events, birthdays, public holidays,
that's right, kids your dad's starting birthday.
Kinder orientations, only doing half
that's
days.
That's right. Silly hours at kinder, by the way. It's kind of hard to explain to Elliot that he's going to actually have a full day there. I wish they'd done full days from the start.
I like the fact that he's transitioning, because now he goes, next time you pick me up after afternoon tea, and then it's the whole day.
Oh, as long as he knows, I feel like I had to sort of explain. He's like, you pick me up after lunch. I'm like, wait. Yeah, but it won't always be like that, like at the next week, you'll have to stay longer.
So for those of you listening, basically Elliot started kinder last week. The Tuesdays and Thursdays, he went 8:45 to 11:45, I think it was. And today, and then was it the same? No, it was afternoon last Thursday, and this morning it was from
8:45 to 1, including lunch. Lunchtime. Yeah, he did well. He smashed through his lunch, didn't he? Yeah. Brought home not a lot in his lunchbox.
How was he at drop-off? You said it was good?
Oh, he was great. Yeah, saw a mate and that was it. He was off. They were all climbing over the playground in the what they call the front yard.
Oh, yeah. He loves that play. That,
yeah, the climbing,
thing.
All. And then as soon as it was time to go in, he ran back up to me.
Really?
Yeah, and went in and the teacher was like, hang on, Mum's got to sign you in kind of thing. So I had to learn how to sign in at the front because it's my first drop-off because Brendan's done the last couple. I did, obviously. Thank you. Yeah, so it got me in. Yeah, Brendan sent me a message with his. He's like, it's my number and this is the thing. I was like, oh, my goodness. You set up the account, the parent account. You know, normally it's me doing that kind of life admin, but it's Dando's turn now, so he's doing a great job.
It's funny you say that because we had some sort of real estate dude call me today. He wanted to do like a pricing on this house. What's it called? A
valuation.
Valuation on the house. And I was like, dude. Just email my wife. I don't. No. I'm not the person to talk to. When it comes to the finances, ain't it? But anyway, this has been our review, guys, of The One with the Candy Hearts. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And we do promise. Are we going to get those tattoos or not? Are we actually going to do that?
I reckon we should.
All right, let's do it then. We'll put up on our social.
Posted.
It's more than enough reason to follow us on Twitter at OneAboutFriends.
Depends how much they want to charge us.
We'll make. I know a girl that does tattoos. I'm sure she'll do it for cheap.
Someone's mum. He saw her naked one time.
Briber. At OneAboutFriends on both Instagram and Twitter and Facebook as well. So no reason not to know what to look for. At OneAboutFriends. Please follow us on all those three things and we'll post up those pictures as well. All right. The next episode of The One About Friends, we are going to be reviewing the episode titled The One with the Stoned Guy. Is that the one with John Lovitz?
Is that his name? I don't know. The critic.
Not the critic. He wants to hire Monica.
Yeah, that guy.
And he walks in. He's like, "Hi, I'm John Lovitz." He's one of the funniest men of all time.
Yeah, but that's not his character name, though.
No, John Lovitz is his real name.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not. So he doesn't say, "Hi, I'm John Lovitz." No, friends, does he? No,
he talks like this.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's very good. It's a very funny episode.
He voices many characters on The Simpsons, and his voice is always the same.
Yeah, it is.
It's just so good. Oh, I'm really looking forward to that one. Then, all right. So the next episode is, as I said, the one with the stone guy. This has been the one with the candy hearts. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show and showing us so much support. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at One About Friends. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you do find this podcast. With any future reviews that come through, we will read them out on the show as well. But check us 5 stars. If you don't want to leave a few kind words, just check us 5 stars. It does help us grow up the rankings in Apple Podcasts. We are in the top 10 most listened to after shows in the UK, Australia, Ireland, and South Korea.
Oh, interesting. I love that.
Big following in South Korea. I don't know who's listening.
Awesome.
I didn't know they could even get access to the show in South Korea, but there you go. But thank you guys for your ongoing support. Like I said, the next episode is going to be the one with the stone guy. But for now, I am Dando. You are Nicola. Thank you so much for joining me once again, Nicola. And we shall see you in the next episode of The One About Friends.
Bye.